Today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 14, Text 11. And it is some prosa, dus I will read the verse. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Kvasi tu loka jilisana patati purusa rasa tapam prayaksam paroksham va riparachakula nibharsitenati vyahita karna muladiradaya. The word for the translation, please. Kvasit. Sometimes, Uluka of the owl, Chili and the cricket, Swanavat, exactly like intolerable sounds, Atiparusa, extremely piercing, Rabasa, by perseverance. Atopam, agitation. Pratyaksam, directly. Paroksam, indirectly. Va, or ripu, of enemies. Rajakula, and of government officers. Nirbharsitena, by chastisement. Atavyatita, very aggrieved. Karnamularidaya, whose ear and heart. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sometimes the conditioned soul is very aggrieved by the chastisement of his enemies and government servants who use hard words against him directly or indirectly. At that time his heart and ears become very saddened. Such chastisement may be compared to the sounds of oil, owls and crickets. Please repeat. Sometimes the conditioned soul is very aggrieved by the chastisement of his enemies and government servants who use harsh words against him directly or indirectly. At that time, his heart and ears become very saddened. Chastisement may be compared to the sounds of owls and crickets. Help. Owls. Okay. We have some difficulty, eh? Because it is not my mother tongue. Please excuse me. Purport by Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. There are different types of enemies within this material world. The government chastised one due to not paying income taxes. Such criticism, direct or indirect, saddens one. And sometimes the conditioned soul tries to counteract the chastisement. Unfortunately, he cannot do anything. Wow. It's a very short purport. Dus I hope that I was looking in the folio from Srila Prabhupada's database and I found a few nice things who I can connect to the verse today. Because I'm not so philosophical, but when I stick to Srila Prabhupada's purports, then maybe something comes out nicely. Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture. Oh, Krishna is really teasing me now. It's not there.
Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture and he was explaining to his disciples that we really have to try to get out of this material world. Because he was explaining, this world is not a world for a gentleman or a gentle lady, of course. And because we are really come to this world to enjoy. And yesterday it was explaining already, we are lying on the lap of our mother, and we really like to enjoy in this material world. And it starts already from the beginning of our life. The baby is crying all the time because she needs something, and the mother is serving her all the time. I have children myself, so I know how that works. And when they grow up, they still need the parents. And we have to look after them, and we have to maintain them, and we give them the facilities to study and to do the things what they want to do. Because they have some goal in life, and when they want to accomplish that, the parents has to help them to do so. When my boy was very small, he was maybe 8 years old, and he was explaining to me, when I'm growing up, I want to be a policeman. And that was very clear. He wanted to help people because there was so much suffering in the world because he was very small. And he was very much teased in school. And he experienced something that was not nice. Finally, when I was explaining to him, when you want to become a policeman, you have to grow up a little bit, because when he was 9 and 10, he was still like this. And a policeman has to be big, because you have to be strong and you have to be protect people. He was very sad in it. He was thinking, oh my God, maybe that's not going to work. We went to a hospital, and in the hospital they make a picture from his hand. And when they saw his hand, they explained to him, this boy becomes 1 meter 92. I was thinking, he's almost 140. He has to grow in a few years, 50, a little bit more. But he was listening to the doctor, and from that day on, he started growing. 3 times a year, I had to change his pants. They were hanging here. And when he was 18 years old, he went to the police school, and he was becoming a policeman. And he is still a policeman. He's a high officer in the police, and he still wants to help people in the world. But when he goes out, he is explaining to me also. He said, Mata, you don't know how much suffering there is in this world. He said, when I read Srila Prabhupada's books, I know enough. And we all went through some suffering in our life. That means that we know what is going on. But now we are in Kali Yuga, and it is the last yuga of the yugas. It is very hard-hearted. It is iron. Yeah? It is Kali Yuga. It's the iron yuga. People are hard-hearted. People are not caring for anybody else. When they want something, they get it, and no matter how. Stealing, robbing, killing, everything is going on in this world. And as a policeman, as my son, he has to deal with that every day. And that's not an easy job. And at least he has some good environment that he can at least have some shelter there, and that he sometimes can reveal his mind. Because so many things happening, and when you all these things are coming on one person, that is a little bit too much sometimes. But he is doing quite well, and I'm very proud of him that he accomplished that what he wants to do. But many times when I visit him, I also speak about Krishna consciousness. Saving people from the physical is not really all in all. Really saving people it means that we are saving them from this materialistic way of life. And that's not an easy thing. how many people become a devotee? We have so much distributing books all over the world, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of books, and still, Prabhupada said, who becomes a devotee is very limited. And I think yesterday one of the devotees was explaining there are only a few people who want to become a devotee, and not evenly, enthusiastically, but sometimes by force. Because of our suffering, we come in contact with Krishna consciousness. A few days ago, I had a guidance tour, and people were explaining to me how much suffering they have to go in their life, and that there is no way out. Some family members die already, their children were in difficulty, her husband was sick, and so many other things in one family. And I was explaining to them that we all go through difficulties because this world is meant for difficulties. And as a devotee, we slightly understand that actually when difficulties coming to us, it is a blessing. And I speak for myself. Because when difficulties coming in our life, we start looking for something better, for some relief, or looking for something higher. And that is the way how we most of the time come to Krishna consciousness. And I was explaining to these people, suffering will always be there, but when we add Krishna in our life, then we become happy. Then we understand that everything where we have to go through is because of our purification. Because millions and millions and millions of lifetimes we have accumulated sinful activities in our life. And the dust is really a layer high like this temple room. Thus when we start chanting Hare Krishna, slowly by slowly some dust is going off these layers. And when I'm in the temple room and I try to chant with the visitors who are coming, I try to stir them up a little bit and to be very enthusiastic myself chanting and trying to get them also chanting. Then I'm really happy. Then okay, Krishna is explaining. Then even when you chant once, so much sin is gone from our heart that we cannot even count. Krishna is so merciful. And he is looking upon us and up the guests who are coming here with so much compassion. And Radharani, on forehand already, she put her hand like this. And I explained to the guest, when we are singing Hare Krishna with the devotee here, then she is blessing you. She's blessing you to come closer to Krishna, to God. Yesterday, or the day before, one lady was asking, when God is supreme, why this Hare is in front of her, of in front of him? I was thinking, this is a really intelligent question. And I was explaining to her, Hare is just the female, the goddess, actually. She is weighing the path to go to Krishna. She was recommending us to God, to Krishna. Because we are not that pure that we can go directly to Krishna. We go to Hare of Radharani, and she will help us and tell Krishna and whisper in his ear, take this one. This is a really nice one. You know? And by even without asking, she is blessing you. Even when you were not singing in the temple room, she keeps her hand on you. Because she wants to bless you. And it is up to us to receive the blessing from her. And then our life will never be the same. We have also experience when we came in contact with Krishna consciousness. In the beginning, it is so extremely overwhelming. Because when you are coming in the temple, I remember when I came for the first time in 1998, in Amsterdam in the temple, there were only this small Gaudiya deities on the altar. And I hardly could see them. I was standing in the back of the temple and I was looking, why they are singing, why they are dancing, for who? I was looking, but they were so small, I hardly saw the deities. But later on, I came a little closer, and then I saw these two dolls on the altar. Oh, that was why we were singing and dancing for them. But it was such an overwhelming experience because the devotees were so blissful, chanting, dancing, and they were very kind. And I never forget the prasadam. My goodness, we stayed for the prasadam, and Amsterdam was famous in that time also to have wonderful prasadam. Samosas big like this. And I was really thinking, oh my God, I never eat that much. One samosa was really a stomach filling, you know. But it was so wonderful. And I never forget the kindness of the devotees who instruct me to chant Hare Krishna. They gave me a japamala. I never had seen it before. And I chant Hare Krishna. 1 week later, I came to the temple, and the devotees were inquiring, did you chant around? And I said, yes. And she said, how was it? She said, it was really nice, but it took me 5 hours to chant 16 rounds. And they were looking at me, and they almost fell unconsciousness. You are chanting 16 rounds? She said, yeah, you told me. The devotee is chanting 16 rounds, but it takes me 5 hours. I cannot do that for the rest of my life. And she said, but you can do it a little faster. You can stay overnight a few days, and we will chant with you, and then it goes a little faster. And now I have learned after so many years to chant a little faster that it don't take 5 hours anymore. And I can do it for the rest of my life. Another moment that was very astonishing, when I gave, 1 year later when I joined, I was very fast. I went to Mayapur in 89. I just joined 5 months before. And the devotees took me to Mayapur. And when I came in Mayapur, early in the morning, it was just Guru Puja, I ran to the temple, and the curtains were open for the deity greeting. And I fell on the floor, flat met my nose on the floor. And I was thinking, this must be God. He's so big. I only was used to this little Gaudiya. But when I saw Radha Gopinath, I was thinking, oh, it must be God. It must be God. And I was really impressed and also extremely grateful that the devotees took me to India. And that has changed my life for the good. And because of that, it has changed the life of many other people. Because when we come in contact with Krishna consciousness and we are happy and we are blissful and it is changing our life for the good, we don't want to keep it for ourselves. We want to share it with others. We want to give what we have received, and sometimes even overloading people with the whole philosophy that they think, not too much at once. I cannot digest. But slowly by slowly we start realizing, okay, we give a little bit at a time, and that is going much better. Over the years, so many people visited Radha Desh, and so many people also came in contact with Krishna consciousness. And the most happy moment is when people start chanting Hare Krishna. When they go to the boutique and buy a japamala and a little bag and ask us how to do it, that is so nice, and that gives so much satisfaction. That's why we all do it for. Because Prabhupada was explaining, we are a preaching movement. We are not just coming here to enjoy. We are coming here in the temple to learn what we have received from Srila Prabhupada's books and to share it with others. And that's why Prabhupada is explaining the Krishna, the devotees has Krishna in their heart, and they can give Krishna to others. I don't say that I experience that sometimes, but at least when Prabhupada said that it is like that, then we have to give Krishna to others. And one lady was asking me a few months ago, she said, "You are so enthusiastic and you are so preaching Krishna consciousness, but you are already a little older. When you leave your body and you find out that you make a mistake, what will happen?" And I said, "Oh my God, nothing will happen, because I had such a wonderful life. And it gives me so much satisfaction to please the Lord. Even when I did it not maybe 100%, Krishna is so pleased with that little part I could do. This, my life is not wasted. See, I start late anyways, but I have no time to lose. And I took it with both arms. And I knew this is what I have to do." And we all know that we have to do this. But how many times we become distracted with so many things in this material world. In 1993, I went to India to bring the ashes from my husband to the Yamuna. And I asked my son, who was a little interested in Krishna consciousness, I was thinking, maybe I can give him a little push. And I asked him, "Do you want to come with me to bring the ashes from your father to the Yamuna, to India?" He said, "Yeah, yeah, I will do." And I said, "Wow, this is going very good." I bought the tickets, and 2 weeks before, he phoned me, and he said, "Mata, I'm not going to India." I said, "What? I paid you ticket already." He said, "Yeah, I know, but I know when I go with you to India that I'm becoming an Hare Krishna. And I know that I'm not ready yet." He said, "That's actually very good. Because you have to decide for yourself. You don't have to do it for me. But what to do with the ticket?" In that time, my daughter was just associating for 8 months with Mahaprabhu, who is my wonderful son-in-law. And I asked Mahaprabhu Das to come with me to India, and we changed the ticket in his name. And we brought the ashes from my husband to the Yamuna with Mahaprabhu Das and my daughter Ashoka. This, we know when we are not ready for Krishna consciousness, it is not possible. But when I speak to my son and I said, "So many things happened in your life, day by day. What has Krishna to do for you that you can change your life and that you start becoming a devotee?" He was thinking deeply and he looked at me in the eyes and he said, "I know that Krishna can do everything." He said, "I'm also sometimes going on the motorbike. And that's very dangerous to follow a thief or a robber or whatever." He said, "When he makes me an invalid, I think I can become Krishna consciousness." I said, "Do you know what you are asking for here?" He said, "Krishna can easily do that, you know." He said, "Yes. But," he said, "I need a little push from Krishna." He said, "He will do, for sure. He will do. Maybe not the way you are thinking, but something will happen in your life to bring you closer to Krishna." This is what something that helped in my own family. But I know for sure, in your life, things were also happening that you could start Krishna consciousness, and maybe not that severe, but when we are a little stubborn, then Krishna has to push a little more, because he knows that we want it in the heart actually, but we cannot make the step, We are so attached to our job, our status in the material world. Everyone is looking up at us, especially when you are a high officer. You have so many under you working and looking at you. It's not easy to just give everything up and become a Hare Krishna, you know. Thus, Krishna is watching over him. And I have full faith that Krishna will arrange something one day. Maybe on my deathbed, I don't know, that he is thinking, wow, maybe I should pick it up. But maybe then he's already 60 or whatever. But it doesn't matter. Krishna is looking after him and he's looking after all of us. And he will make the arrangement. Only when there is such a little bit of desire to give up our material desires. When we are tired of it, then Krishna will slowly by slowly put people on your path who cringe a little bit, looking at you, say, please, give it up, because it is no worth to keep it. Because after all, Prabhupada is explaining so many times, so many people are so frustrated in this material world, and it becomes more and more worse. When Kali Yuga is progressing, then it becomes even more worse. Yesterday I was looking in a little program on the computer, and in a school, in one class, were 42 children, and one of the therapists who came to the school was asking in the class, how many children of you have both their parents who are still together and not divorced? From the 42 children, 14 were putting their finger. Parents were not together anymore. And that is only one thing. And then he was asking the next question. He said, how many times in your life are you betrayed? And they were thinking, and then all 40 children are putting their finger. And I was thinking, this is a wonderful class to go there to preach Krishna consciousness. Because they are betrayed. They are already in a family, but they are separate. One girl was explaining, she said, I'm very much worried for my future. Because I want to marry and I want to have a child. But my parents divorced when I was 4. I don't know now how to do it. Because I'm not trained properly by my parents. And that's Kali Yuga. And that is going on and more worse when the time passed by. But we don't have to become discouraged. When we become Krishna consciousness and many people come in contact with us, we can give them something higher than to enjoy in this material world. On Thursday I had a guided tour with 2 families, and there were 5 boys. They were singing loudly in the temple room, and I was thinking, wow, this is nice. And I asked them, did you come here before? And he said, yes. We came here 3 years ago with our school, and we were chanting Hare Krishna, and you were also giving the guided tour. So, oh. And he said, do you know why we came now? I gave them the mantra, the Maha Mantra card, and they were very happy with that. And he said, you know, in our class is one boy, and he has this mantra card, and he is every day chanting this mantra. And he was explaining to the boys, you should do that also, because this mantra connects you with the gods. And I was in ecstasy. And I was thinking, wow, this boy is maybe 12 years old. He's preaching to his schoolmates. And you should do that also. Thus they were very happy to get the mantra card. Now I said, okay, when you go back to school, you make a little clip. And you all together chant Hare Krishna with the card to to please the gods. And they were laughing. They said, we will do that. I said, okay, that's very good. And next year, come back and tell me how it goes. Maybe more people will join. I will give you extra cards to distribute them. You know? But it is so nice. Kids are so simple. They when they like it, they like it. Okay, they will do it. When they don't like it, okay, they're also very stubborn. But in this situation, I was in ecstasy. I was thinking, wow, you know, all these kids are coming. Prabhus who are giving guidance to us, you all have some experience. Kids are always very enthusiastic. They are all singing. Now, their life will never be the same. Will never be the same. And they have chanted Hare Krishna. Prabhupada is watching over them. He don't want to let them go. Radharani has blessed them. And she whispered in the ear of Krishna, don't forget these children. They will come sooner or later. Sooner or later. Like us. And it takes some time sometimes because we are a little stubborn. But Krishna will make an arrangement. And we will be surprised. We will be surprised. I will stop here. It is an early class. And when you have some question or some comment, please do so. Yes, Mataji. To accept the blessings, we have to be a little humble. Many times people saying something nice to us, but you cannot handle it. No, it's not like that. But to receive the blessing from Radharani, we have to be a little humble. And a little open for that someone has good feelings for you. You know? Otherwise, she is blessing you anyways, but like the seed is falling in the ground who was not prepared. But the blessing is still there, waiting. You know? And I have full faith, because she is blessing everybody without any discrimination, but it is up to us when we are ready to receive it. To become closer to Krishna. And it can come in different ways. You meet a devotee, or you see them, or you hear them in the street, or you hear the Maha Mantra, or you get a book. Radharani is in charge. She will make the arrangements. Or you receive prasadam without knowing. Thousands and thousands of people get a cookie. They don't know that it's prasadam. But they get the blessings. To taste the prasadam. And even without knowing, they make spiritual advancement. Prabhupada started with prasadam. He was cutting a little apple. And he was distributing pieces of apple as prasadam. From his hands, hello, I will crawl on my knees to go for the little piece of apple from Prabhupada. But it was not for me. But still, we get his blessings. He's so prominent in our life because of the books that we can read every day, and we can serve him. We can serve the devotees. That gives so much pleasure. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's very important to be grateful. We take it so easily for granted sometimes and think, oh, this devotee is doing this or they're doing that and it's not nice. And this. But Krishna has sent this person with us just to become tolerant and to become a little humble because we have so much in common with one and another. I have a problem, for example, when people are a little bossy, but I myself a big boss. This, I look in the mirror, you know, and oh my God, that's me actually. And I don't want to see it, but still, I have to admit, that's in me also. You know, of other things, what I'm seeing, I'm thinking, oh, he is so lazy, or he don't want to, and then, okay, I also sometimes don't want to do things, and I hide in my apartment. I'm not there. You know what I mean? There's also the devotees who are around us are all our teachers, and we can learn a lot from them, and we can be grateful everything they learn us. You know? And I'm not always in that consciousness, but at least I try again and again and again. Yeah, Remy Prabhu. Thank you very much. You have some slight realization there. And we all have our realization that the material life is not happiness. It's not possible. A little slices of happiness, but the other things are already knocking on the door from something is coming. You know? And when we become in contact with the devotees and we start Krishna consciousness, we start chanting Hare Krishna, then we can let everything behind. Okay, this is the path. We have a goal. Many people in this material world don't have a goal. They don't have a clue of life. But they don't have a goal. And that's why so many nasty things happened in this world. And we are part of this world, but we are not one to stay here. And that's why we're preparing ourselves with Krishna's grace. Thank you very much, my dear devotees. Have a nice day today. And you are going back? Yeah? Have a safe journey, my dear. And please chant Hare Krishna. Don't forget him. He is in your heart. He is closer than you think. Okay? He's very close. Come, 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 come. Srila Prabhupada, you keep it. You keep it. Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. My pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you.